When will we start having our meetings in the metaverse? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Tech companies make a lot of promises about the future of the metaverse, that soon we'll go to the immersive virtual space to watch movies, hold work meetings, buy virtual real estate, and more. Meta, formerly Facebook, and others are investing heavily creating their own spaces in the metaverse, which, we'd like to remind you, still doesn't really exist in a complete form. But companies are creating their own proto-metaverse platforms, and our own Kai Rizdahl, host of Marketplace and my co-host for Make Me Smart, explored one of the more businessy ones from a company called Engage, along with Michigan State University professor Robbie Rattan. And I asked Kai what he thought of his experience.
Well, so two key things. Number one, and this is going to sound flip, but it's not. When I did a VR experience 10 years ago, I walked out of it and I was barfy, right? It was like the worst car sickness you can imagine. That did not happen this time. So that has changed. The other part, though, is that if you have to strap these goggles to your head and forget for a second that they're not comfortable, right? We'll all eventually figure out, you know, what our head sizes are. But it's isolating. It's challenging just in a sensory way. And it takes some practice, right, to pick up a dry marker and write some things on a wall if you're having a brainstorming session. There's a learning curve here that I don't think people are ready for.
Right, because some companies are pitching these spaces as the future of work. I mean, do you think that's possible given your albeit brief experience?
Is it the future of work? Yes. Is it the future of work tomorrow? No chance. And look, I asked Robbie Rattan about this in two regards. Number one, about the equipment, right? The goggles cost $300, which we paid for out of Oculus. But the other one is there are many metaverses right now. And here you go. We'll play this clip and he answers that question.
We need these things to get cheaper. And we also need them to be less of a walled garden. You know, if you have to buy one radio to listen to Marketplace and another radio right. to listen to another
right.
show,
right.
that doesn't
right.
work.
Yeah. So, you know, Mark Zuckerberg is building his metaverse and there are other companies building their platforms. And there has to be some kind of commonality if this is actually going to work as a business proposition.
All right. So let's talk about the specifics of your experience. What's one thing that stuck out to you when you and your guide, Professor Rattan, were exploring these metaverse spaces?
I think the thing is that, and this is going to sound ridiculous, but it's almost true. Almost anything is possible. You can conjure up, and we did, you know, bulldozers and dinosaurs, and I conjured up a helicopter, right? Which is all fun and games if you're just playing around with a newbie in the metaverse like I was. But you could see this being a really good instructional tool and also conceivably a business and, oh, by the way, money-making tool. Here's Robbie Rattan one more time.
For example, if it's an architecture-related class, we could bring up buildings and people could bring things in that they design. We can look at them from different angles, et cetera, using the medium to our advantage.
I think the key point, though, Kimberly, is that the learning curve is really steep on this still, I think.
You know, I have an Oculus. As you know, I got one because my mother got one and therefore she wanted me to get one. And
just because.
I've used it for working out. I've used it to play games. She's used it to watch immersive videos. Is that more the future of this technology, or is it really something that is going to be useful for business, or are those two things kind of intrinsically linked?
I think they are kind of linked because there's going to be a money-making part of this. And we didn't even get into, Professor Rattan and I did not even get into the whole Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and buying virtual things in a virtual world where there's virtual real estate and virtual objects, right? I think the start now, the on-ramp is you working out and you playing games. But at some point, there's going to have to be real money to make companies and businesses invest.
What do you think is the biggest barrier, though, remaining for getting over that hump?
Yeah, maybe this is just me because I'm really inexperienced with this, but I think the sensory isolation is no joke, right? I had five people around me. I mean, yes, they were recording me on video and audio, but they weren't going to let me walk into a wall or bump into the, you know, coffee table with a mug of coffee on it and create a disaster, right? The sensory isolation is real. And it's going to be tough to get over that.
Because, you know, I'm awful. I probably would have just watched it happen.
Right. Yeah, right. Well, that's a whole different thing. That's a whole different interview.
So now that you have this headset, are you going to keep using it? And for what?
I think so. So we're going to go back to Robbie Ertan in a couple of months and we'll talk, you know, other aspects of the metaverse. I would be curious, though, to mess around with it in gaming. I mean, we're not big gamers in my house, but I'd give it a shot just to, you know, I mean, you got to experiment with this stuff, right? When the internet first came, we all didn't know what we were doing and we just kind of clicked around. And I think that's the way it's going to be for this, too.
That was Marketplace's Kai Ryssdal. And now for some related links. We'll have Kai's story about his foray into the metaverse and his conversation with Professor Ertan about the potential in this growing space on our website, marketplacetech.org. We've also got photos of what non-virtual Kai looked like in his VR headset. And even if we aren't that close to a functioning metaverse, just the concept is already big business. A recent report from Acumen Research and Consulting estimates the global market value of the metaverse will hit over $1.8 trillion by 2030. Of course, the metaverse has more potential than just office meetings or video games. VentureBeat has a story about the digital wellness platform Trip, which says it recently raised over $11 million in funding to create apps and services for a mindful metaverse, where you could potentially have meditative experiences. But some of the investments in this space aren't quite paying off just yet. CNBC has a piece about Meta's Reality Labs division, which is in charge of the company's metaverse projects, which reported losses of $10 billion in 2021. So while the metaverse isn't real yet, the pressure to make it happen is. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.